In a previous podcast, I spoke about why the professionals and advisors mentioned prior should consider becoming active and promoting life insurance settlements. In this production, I'm going to focus on how to go about getting prepared and how to generate activity in this niche area of our industry. Life insurance settlements involve life insurance policyholders selling their policies to secondary buyers. Settlement purchasers are largely financial institutions and hedge funds, but several additional buyers have emerged in the industry. This market is hot, and there are literally billions of dollars on the sideline waiting for qualified policies because of all of these additional entrants into the buying space. The combination of these factors makes this an opportune time for an advisor to expand into this segment of the industry. Most states regulate this business through their insurance departments, so licensing is fairly simple if one currently has a life insurance license. Usually, licensing requires a short form and a relatively small licensing fee, and neither are necessary until a case surfaces. So long as the settlement broker is licensed, then the process can proceed until such point as the auctioning process begins. Not only that, a settlement broker will not begin the auctioning process until they are relatively certain that the policy in question will create value with at least some of the providers. So, what are some ways that an advisor can create activity? First of all, get your team trained on what life settlements are and what a prospect looks like. Since the advisor will have very little involvement in evaluating the policy, collecting the medical records, purchasing the life expectancy reports, it is not important that the advisor have a deep understanding of life insurance or even the settlement market. What is critical is that the advisor understand how to identify a prospect, and most quality settlement brokers will have some form of a simple checklist to initially determine if the policy in question is worth considering for a life settlement. So following are three simple steps to creating activity. Number one, run an in-force life insurance report from your client relationship management system on all of your life clients. If your life clients are not on your CRM or not all have been inputted, ask your carriers to produce your books of business using your agent code. Look for term policies that are approaching their premium guarantee expiration periods, as well as term and permanent plans with policy owners age 65 and greater. A quality settlement broker will help you gather the necessary data on each policy to determine if that policy is a candidate for a life settlement. If you think you might have a prospect, ask us for our life settlement qualifying worksheet. Number two, use your client relationship management system to identify all clients age 65 and above. Create a campaign to educate them on the opportunity a life settlement creates to help them in their retirement. The Life Insurance Settlement Association claims that well over $100 billion of face amount of life insurance lapses annually with no value. A reasonable percentage of those policies would have priced in the settlement market, turning an expense into an asset. Ask your BGA to help you put together campaign language or ask us for ours. Number three, ask your commercial clients if the company carries life insurance on key employees and or has funded their buy-sell agreement. If so, ask if those policies have been reviewed recently. If they have not, ask if they would allow you to utilize the relationship you have with your life settlement broker to determine if those policies have market value. Now, imagine in any one of the three scenarios above, because of your knowledge and relationship with a quality life settlement broker, you create an asset from an insurance policy where the policy owner perceived no intrinsic value, creating value where none previously existed. We believe that relationship, advice, and expertise will set you apart from competitors and allow you to further round out your accounts and endear you even more to your clients. I've made numerous references to quality life settlement brokers. You can assess a broker's level of quality by evaluating their process, which should simulate the following. A. Has their own proprietary HIPAA form as opposed to using a provider's HIPAA form. B. Internally orders and collects all medical records on the insured. In other words, they do not depend on the providers to collect the medical records. C. Obtains at least one life expectancy report on the insured. D. Packages the entire file and sends out to all the providers licensed and the state of policy ownership. This is done in an auction capacity, and be sure that they volunteer to provide you with that list of all providers that have been offered an opportunity to bid on the file and keeps you apprised of all bids and offers. This should not be a service that you have to ask for. It should be a service that is volunteered to you. And if it is not, during the initial discussion, you should not use that settlement broker. E, remains transparent throughout the entire process to keep you as the advisor and the client informed as to where the auction stands. So, when a life settlement is appropriate, it can dramatically affect the policy owner's life. Creating cash from an asset considered to be a cash flow liability is a unique service that will create loyalty amongst all involved. If you as the advisor identifies the settlement opportunity and facilitates the transaction, you will be considered a trusted advisor to that client and their family. Not to mention the settlement transaction can be financially rewarding for you as the advisor. If you have any interest in talking to me about life settlements or any of the other concepts that we've been discussing during this podcast, or any strategy, or just the life insurance business in general, please contact me at mike@tfpbrokerage.com or call 678-338-4384 or visit our website at tfpbrokerage.com. Life simplified.